Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhuvo Nava Ivo Dhao. Siddhantya Bhuribharena. Jato Hyatma Bhuvartitaha. Bharavataranayanye. Bhuvo Nava Ivo Dhao. Siddhantya Bhuribharena. Jato Yasma Bhuvartitaha. Others say that the world, being overburdened like a boat at sea, is much aggrieved, and that Brahma, who is your son, prayed for you, and so you have appeared to diminish the trouble.
Hara Avataranaya Anni Bhuva Navaibodadhau Siddhantya Bhuribharena Jatahi Atma Bhubhatita. So, Brahma, another name is Atma Bhu. He is born from Garbhodha Gosai Vishnu without the help of Lakshmi. Lakshmi was there and she was massaging on the lotus feet of the Lord. But the Lord did not take help of Lakshmi and he gave birth to Brahma. Therefore, Brahma's another name is Atma Bhu, born from the father directly, without taking the help of the mother. So, another name is Swayambhu. Brahma's another name is Swayambhu. Swayambhu Narada Sambhu. Kapila, Kumara, Manu, Prahlada, Bhishma, Prahlada, Janaka, Bali, Vairasaki, Vayam. Out of the 12 authorities of Shastra, Brahma is the origin, and he has been explained as Swayambhu, Atmabhu, Raja. So this is the Supreme Personality's omnipotence. He does not require the help of another woman to beget child. Even Brahma, he has given birth to so many children, not through woman, but from his different parts of the body. So, this we cannot conceive because we are materially imperfect. We cannot understand this is possible. So, possibility and impossibility does not depend on our understanding. We have to take knowledge from the authority. Here, in the basic literature, we understand that Brahma was born directly from the father, so we have to accept it. That is called basic knowledge. You cannot argue. That is possible. that is omnipotence. All potencies are there. So, Brahma was approached by the earth, Mother Earth. She felt overburdened by the sinful activities of the demon. So, Brahma approaches Narayana, Vishnu, not directly he can see, but he can stand on the bank of the ocean of milk, and from there he can submit his petition. And Bhagavatukshaya Vishnu gives his order. So, once upon a time, when the whole world was overburdened, this is the history of Krishna's birth. So, the earthly planet approached Brahma to appeal to Bhagavatukshaya Vishnu to have his incarnation to diminish the burden of the world. The world is, of course, it is very heavy. We can understand there are so many oceans and so many big hills besides your skyscraper building, and certainly the whole lump of matter is very heavy. But not only this planet, but many other planets, even the sun planet, it is heavier by 1400,000 times. Still, they are floating in the air. By why? Because Krishna enters in each of them. And each of them, Gama Varsha, Dharayani Ahamojasa, Krishna says in the Bhagavad, that I enter into each planetary system, each universe, and by my power, I hold it. It is floating. Why it is floating? Because Krishna is there. The atheist may not believe it, but it is a fact. It is a fact. How? Just like an animal or a man, while he is living, he can float in the air or in the water. That everyone has seen. But if the man is dead, it will not float, it will fall down. Is it not a fact? So, why it is floating? Because this very small particle of Krishna's spiritual potency is there, that is living it. Big, an elephant, see, he can also float in the water. And the horse, elephant, and what to speak of man. This is practical. Because a small particle of the Supreme is there within this body, Dehina Sinja Thade, very small part. How much? Small. 1/10,000 part of the top of the earth. So small. It has got so power that it can hold the whole body floating in the air. Yeah. There are very, very big birds. They are floating in the air. Very, very big eagle. they fly from one planet to another. Their resting place is they start from one planet and they go and rest in another planet. And they lay their eggs while flying. The eggs also become a bond simply by air cohesion, earth, friction. So there are so big, big arrangements in the kingdom of God. So it is not very difficult for him to give birth to Brahma or to float this whole universe or the planets in the air. We shall have to apply our intelligence by comparative study. So if it is possible to float a big body, there are many big bodies, the whale fish, it is as big as a sea, still it is floating. What? That small particle of spiritual entity is there, therefore it is floating. Then, if the Supreme Person enters into a big lump of matter, why it will not flow? What is the reason? At least I would try to understand in this way. Am I wrong or right? What is your opinion? So, this is called faith. This is called faith. Unless you have got faith, you cannot understand what is Krishna. Adu Shraddha. Shraddha. Yes. Krishna can make anything possible. That faith we must maintain. That is the basic. That has been explained by Krishnadas Kavidas Goswami. What is faith? Faith means complete conviction. Shraddha shabde vishwas sudhiro nischor. That is faith. Vishwas. If I say something and if you believe, 10%, that is called faith. That is called faith. Not that it may be or not. No. The Shraddha Sabde Vishwas. Vishwas means faith. Oh, what kind of faith? Sudhira Nishtha. Firm faith. Without any doubt. Nishtha. And what is that faith? Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sattva Karma Kritaha. If one is surrendered to Krishna, then his all duty is done. Finished. He has nothing to do. Nata satarjam karanam tibidhate, as Krishna has nothing to do. He has got so much potency that things are done very automatically. Similarly, if you have faith in Krishna, Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma, then everything will be done. Whatever. And Krishna will do for him. What is the difficulty there? So this big, big lump of matter as the planet, they are actually not heavy, but it becomes heavier when there are demons. Demons means material activities. If there is spiritual activity, it remains very light. And if there is too much material activity and materialistic person, it becomes heavier and troublesome. So such time became possible. And therefore, the earthly planet went to Brahma व्यापी जो विष्णु प्रत्येक की चिंता नहीं. सो समबडी सेड दैट भारावतार तारणाय अवतारणाय टू डिमिनिश द बॉडी बॉडी जस्ट लाइक a bad son is a burden of the father. This has been explained by Chanakya Pandit that a stupid son, kotha putrina jatina juna vidya na bhaktima, what is the use of getting a son who is neither learned nor a devotee? Useless. Kortha putrena jatena. Such kind of son. What is the use? The son who is not a devotee. Two things are required. The son should be a devotee or a learner. Without being learned, nobody can become devotee. If one becomes devotee, he is learned also. But sometimes materially learned, not devotee. It happens. So if one is neither learned nor devotee, what is the use of such son? The example is given, kanena chakshusha king, chakshutti daiva kevalam. If you have got one eye, cataract, you cannot see, but it is always troublesome, unless you get it operated. It is simply troubles. In many places it is said, Chanakya Pandit, kotha putrena jatena, varamaika guni putra, nacha murtha satanati. If you get one son, very qualified, that is preferred. So what is the use of having many sons, and all of them are rascals and fools? Natamurtha sapant. So, as a father becomes perplexed when there are rascal sons, similarly, when there are increase of rascal population, the world becomes overwhelmed. Therefore, it is called, as is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Varna Sankha. Now the whole world is practically full of Varna Sankha. First of all, there is no division of Varnas. Chatur Varna Maya system Gunakarma Vibhava. According to quality, it can be that. But people are not interested. They want hodgepodge. Therefore they are suffering. They cannot systematically do anything. So when the system of Varna Ashrama is destroyed, just like in Western country, there is no such thing as Varna Ashrama. Therefore, the Varna Sankha, the hippies, there is Varna Sankha. The Varna Sankar in the Bhagavad Gita, if the Varna Sankar increases, Srisu Dushtaku, Varna Sankara Abhivapati. When women become polluted, no vista husband, that is pollution for a woman, no taste, no chastity, then this Varna Sankar will come out. And when the world is overpopulated by Varna Sankha, it will become a burden. Therefore, if so becomes, it is Varna Sankha demands, so it was unbearable by the earthly planet. And it is said, Tadadada hi dhanma sadhani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sriyamaham. Therefore, Mara has went to appeal. Please come and save me. I am very much overboard. Therefore, it is said, Bharavutaranaya. Demonic. So, 5,000 years ago, Krishna came to kill some of the demons. Not all of them, but demons. But next time when Krishna will come, it will be only demons. Only demons, Kalki avatar. What is that sutra? Kesa bhadhita kalki sarira jaya jagadish hare. So at that time, Krishna will not preach Bhagavad Gita. Kalki avatar will simply come to cut the throat only. That will be preaching. That will be preaching. Mlecha nivaha nidhani kalo atikaravanam karanam. Karan means death person fire. Mlecha nidhani. Mlecha means meat eaters. Those are meat eaters, fish eaters, they are mlecha. Mlecha java, they are called, according to Vedic. So, people are becoming meat eaters nowadays. There is no secrecy. Formerly, at least in India, the meat eaters used to eat meat very secretly. We have seen in our childhood, if somebody will meat eat, it was not allowed within the house. They formerly, rich men, they used to kill Muslim servants as the caretaker of the horse or the carriage driver. So, in the Ashtavar, they would secretly cook some meat and the so-called Babu Jamindar eat it. It was not allowed. And those who are not rich men, poor men, Shudra class, they would go to Kalighat and get one goat sacrificed there and cook there and eat, then come back. Meat eating was not at all allowed. The higher caste, especially the Brahmins, they would never touch. Still, in some provinces, in Maharashtra provinces, in Madras, of course they are now taking. So meat eaters means less. So now that is increasing, meat eaters. So when wholesale population will be meat eaters, less, they will not understand anything about spiritual matter, why it is forbidden. Because the meat eaters, they cannot understand anything about spiritual matter. It is very difficult. Vina pasugna, Parikshit Maharaj said, nidvitta tarsai upagiyama, bhavau sadhi chotra mano virama, ka uttama sloka gunana bada vidat jati puman vina pasugna. Chanting a Hare Krishna Mahamantra is possible by person who is nidbitta tarasa. Nidbitta tarasa. Nidbitta means finished. Brahmani upasamasa. We have to finish this material business before we can understand spiritual things. If one has got still inclination for material things, it is useless waste of time for him to understand, try to understand what is spiritual thing. So, nidvitta tarasai rupogiyamana. Actually, the holy name of Lord can be chanted by a person like Haridasa, who has no other material thing. But those who are not like Haridasa Thakur, they may say, Bhavau Sadhi. If he chants, then gradually he will be released from this material disease. For them, this is the chance. Actually, it is meant for liberated person like Haridas Thakur. Then why we are chanting? We are chanting Kesa Darpana Marjanam to cleanse us, to cure the material disease. It is actually released by the liberated person. But those who are diseased like us, they can chant and gradually cure the material. This is the basic principle of chanting the holy name of Krishna. Nidbitta tarasai upagiyama. Upagiyama. It is chant. Why? Bhavoshadhi. It is the medicine of this bhavarog. What is that bhavarog? Bhavarog bhava means you become. When you take your birth, arrogant. Bhutta bhutta pragiyate. This is our disease. This is called samsara. All these rascals in the material world, they are simply getting one body and again, bhaghans dinnani jathavya, when it is useless, no more cannot be used, then you get another body. According to the price you pay, just like when your garment is old, you purchase another garment. So you can purchase very good garment or not very good garment as you pay price. Similarly, to get a different type of garment or this body, you have to pay price. Price. If you are in higher status of consciousness, then urdham gacchanti satsastha. You get your body in the higher planetary system, where the comforts are thousands and thousands times better than this. We can understand that the material comforts in the Western country are better than in this country. Similarly, urdham gacchanti satsastha. We can go to the higher planetary system, we get more duration of life. Just like Brahma has got very, very long, millions and millions of years to our calculation. Just like the insect who comes, attacks us at night, their duration are like that night only. Within that night, they are born, they have sex life, and they become children and increase the population, and as soon as the night finishes, all things. They have got also duration of life. And if you say to them that there is another animal called man, this night is only 12 hours. And he has got day another 12 hours. In this way, 1 month. In this 30 days. And then he becomes happy. How it is possible? Similarly, when we calculate the age of Brahma, we become astonished. How? That millions and millions of years. Because we, in comparison to Brahma, we are like insect. So, this is scientific. This world is relative. This is relative world. According to our position, you get. The time is also relative. What is present, past, present, future for you? Then that is not past, present, future for others. So what is past, present for Brahma? That is not past, present, future for us. Everything is relative. And in the creation of Krishna, there are so many relativities. Therefore, this is called relative world. The time is eternal. But on account of our relative birth and death, we make our own past and present. Otherwise, time is eternal. Therefore, for Krishna, there is no such thing as past, present and future. And because he is time eternal. Therefore, he knows everything. Vedaham. Just like you know present everything. There is no past. There is no future. Similarly, for Krishna, there is no such past. And therefore, he could say that formerly, millions and trillions of years ago, according to Arjuna's calculation, I spoke this Bhagavad Gita to Sankara. He did not believe it. Because he is relatively calculating past and present. But Krishna is not within that past and present. Therefore, Krishna says that both and you and me, we appear many times. Bahunami Bhatitani and you also, but you forget because you have got past, present, future. I am no such thing. Therefore, so in this way, if people become irreligious or not spiritual, the burden of the world becomes heavier, unbearable. That you can understand, I have already explained. This body, you wait, say it is 1 month, 50 years or something like that. But as soon as it is dead, the burden is, the weight will increase. Is it not? What do you think? The weight will increase, not the same weight. So long people are materialistic, the burden will increase. And so long people are spiritualistic, there will be no burden. So bhara avataranaya anne bhuvo nava vibodho. Just like if there is a boat, then you can cross over the sea or the river with the help. So when you are Krishna conscious, that you can cross over the sea of nations very easily. Now, Ibu Udodhu, Sridanta Bhurivarena, Bhurivarena, very heavily burdened. So she was lamenting, my Lord, save me. So the conclusion is that if people become simply atheistic or materialistic means atheistic. And then the weight of the earth or any planet will increase and the situation will degrade and everyone will be unhappy and there will be restlessness. And at that time, Krishna comes, he says, Jala Jala Hi Dharma Sanjani Bhavati. So at the present moment, actually, it is overburdened by the material activities. So Krishna has descended already. Krishna has descended already. Nam rupe kalikare, Krishna avata. Krishna has taken his incarnation in the form of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So if people take to it, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the present situation of the world can be favorable for our living and atmosphere will change. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is meant for this purpose, to give people relief from all these burdens so that they can peacefully live, understand the value of life, and become spiritualized, so they live peacefully in this life and go back to home, back to God. That is the mission of Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you.